GFW Mobile.
Morning, Patrick. A little bit sluggish this morning, isn't it?
I've seen as low as 10 degrees up here this morning.
You trying to register. It's been nosed into the garage, so it says 25, but I know it's colder than that.
Trip this weekend?
Good trip. Uneventful and everything, although, man, 200 miles of salt each way. It's like, man, my car's trashed.
I've got to find me a car wash and run through it a couple times. But this black excursion.
Wanted to wash it by feet. If I washed it last night, it's still trashed again. Because, man, they really put the brine down, I'm telling you.
KO4HGX here.
Morning, Eric. KN4 TFW.
How's it going? It's chilly morning.
Good so far. Just making my way down the mountain.
Yeah, a little bit sluggish over here. It's saying 24, but it's still dropping down. I got to wait for it to adjust.
It ticked up to 23 just now. I'm in Gaffney, so definitely a little colder this morning than it was yesterday. Got off to a late start this morning, too.
Flurries down here today.
I'm not going to be significant.
Price of gas. 20 cents since I left out on Saturday.
Welcome home.
A couple of miles to go before they get the southbound construction up to my exit.
Yesterday, it's like I'm surprised it wasn't done yet.
North of exit 90 now, and last week it was south of exit 90, so they're just, you know, a little bit every day they're getting that further north. Because having that speed limit 10 miles an hour higher definitely helps take a few minutes off the commute.
Pay attention to the speed limit on there.
And morning, they'll come out here and get it.
4CF Mobile. Andrew, KO4HGX.
Morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
Morning, Andrew, W2JKT.
I hope everybody's doing all right on this 20-degree morning. Dean over here.
Teamed up.
You're getting off exit 90 in Gaffney, and here's my breakfast stop, so I'll be back in a few minutes, guys. W2JKT.
16 right there at the cliffs at the foot of the mountain. But it was 12 at the house, or 10 at the house this morning.
Struggle to make it to freezing today.
Wish you're going way down below us, but
pleased to see the snow. I'm done yesterday.
Already, or did you get them electronic?
Forms in the mail, and that we went down here to M&M, got it processed.
Got TurboTax when they come in. I meant to meet with the accountant on the 14th of February.
Hey, I bet he don't give you a good present.
Money, that's present enough. My tax return from last year, still haven't got it. Clerical error, and they hadn't got it straightened out yet. I don't know. That's what I was going to find out when I go down there. This is Eric. The accountant's error. She made a mistake. Clerical error. Now, I don't know what's going on.
If it's your error, use the IRS to let you know, but if it's the other way around.
Let me know about it. They sent me letters saying they were reviewing something for 60 days, and they done that all the way up till kept extending it out for till August, something like that. And then finally they come in there and said what it was, and so now you got to go fix it. Yeah, you know how it is when somebody's got your money. They're not in a hurry to get it back to you.
there when they open up this year on the 27th. KN4 TFW.
Forms in, I go ahead and file with turbo tech, so we're just waiting to see when those get here. KO4 CF.
And pulling up here at the truck to make the switch. I'll be back as quick as I can. KO4 HX.
Getting in that cold truck.
Same thing I was thinking. KN4 TFW.
Ha! I left the heat on last night on purpose.
I can't believe the boss let you do that.
Won't hurt him. KO4HX, I'll be clear for now.
Except for the 200 miles of salt each way.
Shoot, they ain't got the salt off the roads from the last time unless they resprayed for whatever they think we might get out of Tuesday.
Spraying yesterday and everything, and then when we were riding up there, of course it was misty, so all the salt from the previous time was getting off. Man, my car is trashed.
Wash the vehicle.
Of course it'd be froze up solid if I did.
I'm planning a trip to the beach to see snow while we were down there, but you know, you never know. You're rolling the dice. Waste a vacation for what might not happen or might happen. See the beach covered in snow. Your beach was going to get a whole lot because they're kind of on that tip edge. That kind of grazes them, but who knows.
Let's get what, flurries this afternoon?
It looks like the lower part of the state might get some snow and freezing rain.
And like 1 to 3 inches as far south as down there in Florida, and they were saying New Orleans was supposed to get some. Man, I lived in central Louisiana, and we got 3 inches. Power was out for like a week.
You see it that often. I mean, even here, I'm surprised we still have the salt brine. I mean, you think about it, they used to just put sand or whatever out everywhere. I mean, I feel like we've come along here, but places that don't hardly ever see it, and ain't no need to spend money on equipment.
I guess it was last week or whatever, the week before, and it was like, for Spartanburg County, there was 12 snowplows. Man, that's just going to get you the big interstates.
Dang, you think about it, I mean, that little bit of snow we got, or ice or whatever, that's the first time we've seen anything in 3 years.
Justify it. I know Charleston's supposed to see some today. They haven't seen it since 2018.
But I guess you don't move down there to see snow.
ZLE, good morning, gentlemen. Hope everyone's doing well.
This is Anthony, KN4 GFW.
4 CF.
Hey, it's Anthony. Headed to the old, that dirty four-letter word. I ain't gonna say it.
Hey, supposed you got a better chance of getting some good flurries down there today.
What gonna do? I'm working in Greenville at the hospital this morning in the emergency room, so ain't no telling how crazy that's gonna get. Especially if it does try to do some little something.
See anything up this way?
I like it. But that's when it usually gets us. When they predict just very little, you never know when it might actually hit harder. The weather is pretty much a semi-educated guess.
Agree, there's weatherman's well-paid guesser. Follow me on the interstate so close I can't see his headlights past my tailgate.
Reason why he can't go around, right?
No reason at all, because I'm only 85. I only go about 62, 63.
I'm more about myself, right about the 22, and I had one just do me the same way. Got over and it just kind of blew right by me.
We get back.
In 4 TFW.
4 CM.
Kelly, good morning, sir.
Andrew, right? Dang it.
That was Anthony.
Lately, I'm having trouble keeping them all straight.
Happened up an old name.
Got them on their uniform at work.
name badges, but sometimes people want to either switch them around or cover them up, so.
For HKX, I'm back, gentlemen.
What's
warm? And it was outside. Thermostat down to the lowest setting, so it was 50 degrees in here instead of 20, so I'll take it.
Is it propane?
Propane heater, just like in a camper.
Well, that'll keep it from being at least too cold.
That metal's cold, it's gonna take forever to get warm.
For a while, that's for sure.
Understand, we leave our ambulances running in the wintertime to keep the patient compartment warm, which people fuss and put waste of fuel, and that's that. You try to explain to them why we're keeping it running to keep it warm, and they will hear that. All they could see was we wasted fuel.
Unfortunately, most people never understand anything like that until they're in that situation.
One time she cussed me out because we were headed to a call, got to an intersection, got canceled. Well, instead of just shutting all the lights and stuff down in the middle of the intersection and really confusing people, we went on through the intersection, you know, to make sure everything was safe. Got through the intersection, then shut everything down, then turned around at a gas station right there where we got canceled. Well, we went back to the station. Got a phone call and they swore up and down we were using our lights and sirens to go get something to drink at the gas station. You know, we were trying to, you know, explain to her that, no, we got canceled. Again, didn't want to hear that.
Some people you just can't help, so all you can do is just walk away.
Come out a lot. I'm not sure, but she definitely put me in mind of a care.
Yep.
Equipment together yesterday for field day this weekend.
I rounded up most of mine.
On the patio, and technically by the rules, it's far enough away from my legal home QTH that I can call it an outdoor setup, even though it's at Courtney's house. So I think I'm going to use my FT100D and a laptop and audio interface and just do a mix of SSB and data.
I'm taking the 857 and the 7100, and we're going to do a camping trip this weekend, so we'll see how that's going to go.
Where'd be set up?
I'm in Saluda. I don't remember the name of it.
And, you know, just build yourself a nice hot fire.
Bring plenty of propane.
We've got a solo stove out there on our patio, so I plan to have that thing going strong, but I also have a Radiant propane heater, a big buddy, Mr. Heater thing, and I've got a whole bunch of 30-pound tanks. I'll have that as well for some Radiant heat, and that ought to keep me good for field day this weekend, because it's going to be cold as heck.
Not raining or snowing.
The patio is that we have an awning over the whole thing, so it's covered if it rains or snows.
And I always have the excursion. I can just go over there and fire it up and sleep in it.
Yeah, you can probably stretch out in the back of that thing.
Be challenged as I am, it's not a problem.
An Armada, and one of the things I liked about it most is that it was long enough in the back if I folded the seats down that I could stretch out and actually sleep, you know, without having to curl up or anything in the back of it. And when we used to do those long trips to Omaha for Christmas, you know, driving overnight was never a problem. We just take turns sleeping in the back.
About the excursion or the short bus, I call it, you can fit a 4x8 sheet of plywood in there, no problem. So I'm nowhere close to 8 feet tall.
Quite that big, but I think it was probably 7 feet from the back of the front seats to the tailgate, that was plenty. And we had a car top box for all of our luggage, so we could have, you know, a bed in the back and the dog beds and stuff, because we usually had a couple of dogs with us back in the day. So yeah, it was nice.
Three French on the road. There's the boat off on the road.
We're with you.
Nobody, that was the interference that the repeater's been receiving for over a year now.
It didn't sound that intelligible.
municipality somewhere that keeps coming in, and don't know who it is, so they come in. Sometimes they come in for real short, just key it up, and then other times they're just long enough you can get a couple words, but never been able to catch where it's at.
But it was even saying, because it sounded really distorted, it's probably some intermod from something.
Pick it up, don't go to sleep out there.
Your interstate taking a nap before I get to work.
I think Andrew decimated KN4KFW.
That time for him.
DLE. Yeah, I'd love to go to that field day thing at the Williamson Park. I don't live that far from it, but unfortunately that four-letter dirty word takes place again. It's my weekend.
Fortunately, some people have to do that four-letter word on the weekends. And we're grateful for the ones that do, but it stinks for them.
They eventually make it, and plus still want to go to the local club too, maybe even join that. Getting more and more interested and learning more and more every day.
You only had your license, what, a couple of months, wasn't it, Anthony?
December. Had always wanted to get it, but just never was able to until then. And when hurricane stuff come through, it kind of showed me much more how useful and important it actually can be. So went and got it and went and did it.
But I think I would think the hurricane showed a lot of people, but not as many as I thought would have realized that they need to be more prepared.
Exactly what you mean. Matter of fact, I've actually got a couple people at work that really gotten interested in too, and I've gotten them the information about how to go about getting their license and stuff too, so hopefully they'll go through with it.
Monday night when I called the net, there was quite a few new calls in there, KQs and KRs. It took me a few minutes to put those in the system, so, but hey, we enjoy it, so love hearing them come out.
Definitely a good problem to have, KQ4ZLE.
Things that took me so long this morning to make the vehicle switch is I was having to move donations over from the tool truck to the excursion after I moved my tools. Still taking donations up for Western North Carolina to help out.
It's me how the news has kind of forgotten about it. I got a lot of family up that way. Yeah, pretty much all up and down the East Coast, but still, I mean, I feel like the news media has kind of forgotten about it. It's kind of frustrating.
Because I live up there. I don't live in one of the highly affected areas, but I live in Transylvania County just across the state line. And it's aggravating to see how quickly you're forgotten.
You're a celebrity or certain political affiliation. Yeah, forgotten really quick.
It does seem that way for sure, and it is that way, but it's just aggravating that we play politics with people's lives on either side.
Go to waste.
I heard anything about the propane, so I don't know if it materialized or not.
Nothing about it either, but Zach did give it to somebody to make a call, so I know that they at least called about it, so maybe they worked it out, and it's just over and done with.
When you told me that whoever it was would be calling, I texted the guy to give him a heads up that they would be calling, and after that it's out of my hands.
You know, I did what I could do, and I don't need to be a middleman, so, hand it off, and if they want to work it out, they can. I can't care more than they do, so, hopefully they were able to work something out.
Well, I have been the middleman quite a few times, transporting stuff up, people giving money and not taking it up, making sure it gets where it goes, needs to go, and I don't mind that. I just as soon stay out of the limelight, not be seen and not heard, don't even know who I am most of the time, and but I like helping out.
If I'm carrying stuff up there, that's one thing, but if I'm making a connection, you know, once I make the connection, you know, it's up to them to figure it out. You know, I don't need to babysit it. I don't need to have my name on anything. I don't need to, you know, be responsible for it. You know, I'm not looking for rewards or anything. I'm just trying to help people out, and if I can connect some people who can help each other out, then that's great.
Most, but unfortunately, there's a lot of people. I won't say most, but there are quite a few that do it for look at me, look at me.
Awards and recognition is definitely the wrong reason to be doing it.
I like staying in touch with the guys so I know what the needs are when people ask or what some needs are. So I try to keep up to date as best I can. But I hate bugging them too because, man, their phones are blowing up nonstop during the days.
Too, that, which I've, you know, seen it just through, you know, living amongst the people and stuff through the years. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize how strong and resilient those people are in that area. I mean, they're some tough people. My granddad, they're having a rough time, but they are some tough people.
Well, I'm proud to say that I'm one of them. I'm born and raised there. My family's been there for centuries. So, I know what you're talking about.
Originally from West Virginia, but we ended up moving to Western North Carolina, Haywood County, a little town of Waynesville. Lived there a good bit of my childhood, then we ended up moving to South Carolina when my dad took a job in Greenville. But then my mom's people from Sevierville, Tennessee, in Maggie Valley area also.
My family, there's a lot of it's from Madison County, Mitchell, Haywood, around through there. I live in Transylvania, so I got a lot of family just spread out all over Western North Carolina. KO4HKX.
Pulling in the parking lot now, so I'm going to tell you guys 7-3. Everybody be safe out there. Have an awesome day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TSW.
Welcome back to the office after your long weekend, so have fun, KO4HKX.
Great day and be safe, WTJKT.
I'm doing the same thing myself. I'm pulling into the hospital, guys. Everybody have a good, safe, and blessed day. We will talk to y'all later.
Have a great day and be careful out there. KO4HKX.
Have a great day and be safe as well. This is WTJKT.
That way, but I know there's other people out there listening, so maybe they'll jump in here.
In the office, my sister got a call from her boss yesterday to start reporting to the office effective today. She's been working at home full-time for like 4 years, and Trump signed an executive order yesterday ordering all federal employees back to the office effective immediately, so her boss called her last night, told her she has to come into an office that doesn't exist.
Freeze in place, and he was bringing everybody back into the office. And in some ways, I can agree with it. I think you at least need to show your face in there, so at least some. But you know, I don't. Some of those jobs can be done at home and pretty much as effectively.
The data during the pandemic was crystal clear that people are more productive when they work at home. So, and my sister's job definitely does not need to be done in an office, but she doesn't even have an office to return to because the government gave up the building 4 or 5 years ago. You know, now that, you know, I don't know what she's going to do because there's literally no office for her to return to. So I imagine it'll probably be like, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, return to the office. But, you know, by the way, the office is now your home address.
From the other side of that coin, I know calling into these places and when you have to call them and at their home and their kids are running around in their background and dogs and all this other stuff, they're not as effective. It's very distracting.
I've got a couple of engineers that work for me that prefer to come into the office for that very reason because they've got, you know, 4 kids and 2 dogs and whatever else. And, you know, I'm fortunate that I've got, you know, Courtney and I own the houses next door to each other. We've got a work-at-home house that is quiet, no kids and whatever else. But, you know, I get it. You know, there's this case by case. But, you know, for a blanket order like that, you know, it's just kind of short-sighted and tone-deaf.
Permanent. It may be just so he can get a grip on what's going on. get everything under control.
Kowtow to his corporate real estate interests, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, we've got what we've got for the next 4 years, so we just got to put up with it.
We do that, and I'm not a fan of either party, so don't take this the wrong way, but I don't agree with a lot of things our government does, period. I think both parties stink, but they're all we got right now.
100% with that statement, man. They're both just hopelessly scope locked on their far extremes, and you know, there's nobody there who actually represents, you know, the middle or the middle class. So, you know, I don't know what we're gonna do. I say burn it all down.
Not either, because then you got a vacuum and you don't know what you're getting. So it's a tightrope. I get it, but everybody is so self-centered and self-interest driven anymore that I think that is one of the major problems in our whole system.
Flown by a rather large airplane on approach to GSP to the landing. That was pretty cool.
Close to the road, was he?
50 feet on the approach, maybe 200 feet up, something like that.
And hit with something like that in this truck while you're driving down the road.
So what happened? Modes are going to be running out of field day. Are you doing just SSB, or are you doing data, are you doing CW? What's on your plan?
And we're going to be doing, we're trying to meet every aspect of winter field day, every goal. Because at the cost of, it's more goal-oriented this year than just making contacts. So our main focus is to try to meet every goal, a contact on every band, every digital mode, every mode. So we're trying to, that's our goal.
I'm probably going to be a lot more lax than that. I definitely will try to do a bunch of digital stuff, because that's normal for me. I'll get on, you know, I think it's 70-70, that's, you know, the 40-meter PSK slot, and I'll just do whatever PSK, Olivia. You can find all kinds of things in there. So I'll probably do quite a bit of that, and some SSB just for the fun of it. And but mostly probably digital, and you know, the multi-band goals are kind of nice. I will have a mono-band antenna, so, you know, with a buddy pole, I'll have to retune it for each band, which is kind of a time-consuming process sometimes, but it shouldn't be too bad, because I've got everything marked.
Taking my super antenna, which is multi-band, and I'm taking a Invis wire antenna, and each of us has a separate section, like, you know, like JSA call or RIDI or PSK or SSB, and we're setting up two stations, and I think there's six guys coming, I believe is what it is, and each of us have got different goals we're trying to meet, and it's just to teach the others how to do certain things, because everybody doesn't know how to do JSA call, so, or PSK, so then we're trying to focus more on that this weekend than actually, you know, big winter field day, to see if we can win the contest.
Paul Woodruff, WTJKT. What do you think about it? But yeah, I like the fact that the winter field day is goal-oriented this time and is calling for using, you know, multiple digital modes, because, you know, right now, everybody has sort of forgotten about everything except FT8. And the fact that FT8 isn't good for winter field day, I'm glad that it's encouraging people to use some of the forgotten digital modes. So I'm excited to see what it's going to bring this weekend.
And I'm glad that FT8 and FT4 are not in it, where you just make that contact and that's it. So I'm not part of that. We actually got a club call. I think it's K4W. I'd have to go back and look at my paperwork. But so, like I said, it's more about practicing the goal and learning something new.
And I like that. You know, I'm not typically a huge fan of field day events, but this one with the new rules, I actually really like it, so I'm actually going to participate and see what I can do to contribute. And hopefully the kids will get into it, too. We have the kids this weekend, and I'm hoping that one or both of them at least will be a little bit interested in it to come out with me and work some of it.
Yeah, that'd be fun, and I think some of the guys, they've got Boy Scouts, kids in Boy Scouts, they're trying to bring out some of those kids and show them what we're doing and that kind of thing, so I know there's going to be some visitors coming through, and so we'll see how it goes, and from there, and I'm putting into play a computer setup that me and another gentleman have been working on, so we're going to try it out this weekend and see how well it works and see what bugs are in it.
Is it just like a laptop with the software on it or something different?
But it's completely off-grid. There will be no internet to it, but you'll still have access to the internet. I'm trying to bring several programs together is what we're working on. Because it seems like everything's so scattered. There's stuff out there, but you got to go this to do this or this over here. So we're just trying to bring everything into one place.
Laptop for that same purpose, you know, just my dedicated ham radio laptop, and it's got all of the digital node software on it. I've got a downloaded copy of the call sign database. I've got downloaded topo maps and stuff and whatever else, but it's basically for that purpose. If I don't have an internet connection, I can still get on the air. I can still look up people's call sign. I can still see where I am, and that kind of thing.
Under the same thing, and one of the things we did was make this to where you could hook to the laptop with a cell phone. He done something. I'm not the computer guy. Get it together what we need. Where you can get on the laptop from your cell phone. That way you can be mobile around there in the area and still have connectivity. That kind of thing. Made the laptop the hotspot.
iPhones have a hotspot built in, or you can do a hotspot in Linux really easily, and I think Windows even has a built-in hotspot now, so it's really convenient when you're doing that field stuff to have something like that. I've got a cellular router in my camper that has two SIM cards in it, and I've got one in Verizon and one for AT&T. So it's dual homed, and anytime I'm out camping and stuff, I've got two different pipes to the internet. So if I've got AT&T really well, it'll use that one, or if I've got Verizon really well, it'll use that one. And it has a Wi-Fi hotspot for the camper, and I can plug Ethernet into it and stuff. So it's really handy to have.
I'm not relying on the internet at all. All that's downloaded onto the laptop. The KeyWix Wikipedia thing. That's what we're doing there. There is no cell service, so we don't have any of that there. So that's why we're trying to test this and see if it works. And we've kind of trying to smooth it out where you don't have to have so many command lines to do this. That's what one of the goals was, make it more user-friendly.
Have you ever heard of SkyWave Linux?
I said I'm not the computer guy. I'm the one testing it. If I can use it, anybody can.
That's the SkyWave. It's basically a Linux distribution like Ubuntu or something like that. And it has all of the ham radio stuff pre-installed on it and stuff like that where you have offline copies of things. So that's pretty neat. But, I hope it works out for you. I haven't decided if I'm going to try to pretend that I don't have internet access, but I pretty easily could. I've got my big 12-volt battery that we wheel out there in the patio. And, I'm not even going to use, like, my Ryobi power stations or anything. Just a giant 12-volt. And that should last me the weekend.
And that's what it's all about, is testing what you have, what you've come up with. So that's what, looking forward to it. Instead of just trying to make a contact, I never was a fan of that.
Winter Field Day, they also bill it as sort of an emergency exercise. And maybe I can talk to you sometime offline. I actually have been designing an amateur radio contest along those lines. Has a little bit more of a fun element to it, but I need some input on where I should take this thing, because I've got it pretty well laid out in concept, but the execution I could use some input on. So maybe I'll text me your email address, because I'm not even sure I have it, and maybe I'll send you the stuff, and if you don't mind taking a few minutes looking at it and let me know what you think.
You've emailed me before, but I'll text it to you again just to make sure. Not a problem.
Before, I'm using Gmail, so it's definitely in there.
It captures everything.
Have the Google.
All right, Eric. I'm getting ready to pull into my first stop here this morning, so I'm going to jump out. But, yeah, I'll be glad to help you take a look at it. And send me the information on the Lennox that you said has all that stuff preloaded in it, if you don't mind, at the same time. That way I can take a look at it. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, be careful today.
23, good talking to you this morning. I will catch you Thursday morning. Have a great day. This is W2JKT, clear.